Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
It's not actually uninterrupted. Because we take breaks.
Yeah, not at all.
For commercials and things. We've been lying to the people. We are liar to a people. That's what we are.
You are.
But I didn't realize that we were liar to a people till just now. I never pay attention to that.
Well, y'all say you're lying to me about stuff.
Nobody lied to you, girl.
Yeah, okay.
She's on one today.
I know, she's been hitting that crack pipe too hard today.
Okay.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense taking you to smoking crack. You know that's our thing.
I didn't say you were a crackhead. I just said you must have been hitting the crack pipe too hard. Duh. Nobody in their right mind would take that as an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Riggins, how much did you hate doing the Facebook Live thing last night?
I didn't. It was fun.
You didn't
fun.
Hate it as much as you thought?
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
You looked cute, though. You looked really cute on there.
Didn't I? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I saw it today. I mean, I wasn't watching it live, but I saw it up on the Facebook page today.
I didn't like staying up that late.
Yeah.
Time did you go to sleep?
Like almost 7:30.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But how long did you start? I mean, how long did you stay on the Facebook Live deal?
20 minutes.
So that was 6:20, and then you got to walk the dog one more time and then go to bed?
Well, we had already done that, but I had to take him out one more time. Mm-hmm. And then I went to bed, and it took me a while to calm down from doing that.
Oh, you had to unwind?
Yeah, where usually he falls asleep the second he lies down. As soon as he decides I'm going to go to sleep, he goes to sleep.
Yeah, he's my heart was racing.
That took up so much of my energy that he gave out to the people.
I don't do that kind of stuff. Right. It was very nerve-wracking.
Really?
Yeah, extremely. Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to do like I do. Listen to that brown noise.
Yeah, I got that.
You like brown noise?
I do.
I think that should be the sound of somebody taking a dump.
I know.
Brown noise. That's
what
it sounds
what I
like.
Thought of when you said it.
What, brown noise? You thought somebody defecating?
I think on South Park there was an episode where they talked about the brown noise and it made people poop their pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't get that from them. It sounds like I stole it because I can't understand anything they say on South Park, so I wouldn't have gotten it either way.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of noise, all color noises now. Mm-hmm. I was looking on Spotify.
Very diverse.
Right?
Very diverse.
It's like the UN.
But again, it started with white noise.
Yeah.
And then everybody else had to come get in on it.
Because y'all can't have everything all the time.
We're going to make brown noise.
Yeah, exactly. You
brown
guys got
noise,
your own white noise.
Black
guess what?
Noise, red noise.
Mm-hmm. Pink noise.
Yeah. Green noise. Yeah. For the out of space aliens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Jody comes in and turns, because I'll have the brown noise going on the TV. On YouTube, I got one of those highly intelligent TVs. It's better than a smart TV. It's a gifted TV, and I can get YouTube on it.
Oh, so you play it off YouTube?
Yeah.
Look at you.
24 hours straight, no ads, blackout.
Yeah,
nice
black screen. But she comes in, turns mine off that's on the TV, and gets her phone and turns on. Fan noise on her phone because hers is better than mine, but I'm already asleep, so I don't care. But I would just think, hey, she could come in and go, oh, well, I'll just use that. And hers is not nearly as rich sounding, and it's a fan. Just
that's so millennial of you guys having noise machines going. That's a millennial thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
The actual sound machine was a Gen X thing and older. Like my father-in-law has to have a sound machine.
Yeah.
Not put it on the phone or any, like a full-fledged sound machine, one of the old school ones. He has to have that.
Yeah.
And we have one at our house that he uses when he comes here.
Really?
But you can always hear the loop in it. You know where they've edited it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's coming out of an old cheap-ass speaker, too. Yeah. I mean,
the problem with some of those YouTube white noise things is it'll be like 8 hours, no ads, but they'll prank you.
Yeah.
And they'll put in somebody screaming like an hour into it. It's like, you're a monster.
I do Dreamy Forest Vibes.
Dreamy Forest Vibes.
Yeah, that's like what I listen to go to sleep.
Hmm. It's Dreamy Forest Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't listen to any of the nature sounds and stuff.
I love it.
It doesn't put me to sleep because I sit there and listen to each sound and name it. You know, it's like, okay, there's a bird.
That's a dam.
There's crickets. There's a dam. Rain on the roof.
It's a 10-point buck. Plodding through the forest.
I figured they'd already lost their horns by now. I did say that the other night. Because, you know, we got all those deer in our neighborhood. And I saw a pretty big buck. And I said, I figured they'd already lost their horns by now. Because every year they lose their antlers completely.
Yeah.
In the spring and summer. And I was like, oh, wow. I just went back home for a minute.
Yeah, look at that kids.
Hey, baby, look. You see that big son of a bitch stepping across the road right there? My daughter asked me the other day, she goes, Dad, how can you... Because we were driving down a different country road, and I saw a little... It was like a lane that was cut back into the woods. And I said, oh, Lane, I see that deer back there? And Lane goes, Dad, how do you see a deer from so far away when you're not even looking for it? You can just spot it. And I said, well, I wasn't a really good deer hunter, but... That's what we did. We, you know, if you're driving along, you see a deer, that's a big deal. Like, oh, you see that big son of a bitch? He was about an 8 or a 10, I can tell you that. Good heavy deer, too.
I remember one time when I had first started, I was talking about seeing this huge bird up in the sky, and I was like, there was this eagle flying around, and TJ goes, how'd you know it was an eagle? I went, it was like a big bird. He goes, it was probably a hawk. Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah. Or a damn Canadian goose. Yeah. Knowing you, it's probably a damn Canadian goose.
I don't know. I didn't really think about it. Why would it be an eagle?
My mom will always say, oh, look, a bird of prey. I'm like, okay, that's so dramatic.
That's the way my little friend Jenny looks at all of them, even a little finch or whatever.
It's a bird of prey.
Son of a bitch. I think she's an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
You should, one small town adventure, you should take her up to the Raptor Center. Isn't that where they have all those big birds?
Oh, yeah.
She would have a manic episode right there.
I don't blame her. Those things are monstrous.
Always says, I mean, I'm scared of birds anyway, but especially if one's bigger than I am.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because it could take you away.
It just grabs Jenny by the shoulders and flies away.
Takes it to its nest.
Hey, as you've been to that Lazy Five Ranch out here where we live, right? I've never been there. Jody and the kids have been there and all that. I have. Do they have ostriches and emus and stuff?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I'll take her out there.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's funny even if people like
because
animals.
Because they will come in, they'll stick their face fully in the car.
And they're the most aggressive mm-hmm. animals out there because they peck at the food out of your hand. It's kind of
and you
scary.
Have that bucket and it's like kind of small. You're like, oh, what if it pecks me? Get out of here. Yeah, I'll just throw some food at its head.
Do people, you know, ride in the bed of the truck and go through? Because you drive through the little thing and the animals come up and you feed them and stuff. You have to stay within the car?
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to. I think you have to be within the confines of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You can't ride in the back because you're too open to be attacked.
You can do the hay ride, I think,
mm-hmm.
which is open. But I don't know if you can do it in your own car.
I think that hayride too is a little bit higher up. I think they're it's a little bit higher.
Because they got giraffes and zebras and all kinds of stuff out there, don't they?
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, it's and so I could be wrong. I've never been in that situation to have to know, but I don't think you can ride in the back of a truck. I think you have to be in a vehicle to go through.
Didn't we have somebody on the show one time go out there and we recorded them going through, and didn't we put animal feed on himself or something, and the animals would come eat it off of?
Yeah,
shadow like that. Do that. The white shadow.
I vaguely remember something. We did
some
kind
of bit out there. One time. You went on a date, didn't you, Riggins?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great place to go on a date there.
Because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And you laugh, and you don't really have to do anything, and it's cheap. It's a fun, but the problem is you don't want to go to dinner afterwards because you are covered in slobber. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you smell like animal afterwards.
It's gross.
Okay, well then, now that I think about it, my little friend Jenny's, phobia about birds wouldn't be as bad as her handsome husband, Michael, taking his own vehicle out there, and just because he's such a clean freak.
Oh. Yeah.
Just the thought of an animal putting his head in his truck would be, he would have a panic attack.
Yeah. I mean, you need to bring beach towels because you're just, from your elbow to your wrist, it is just, you are covered.
Well, it also depends on how much you want to be involved with the animals. You can keep your windows up, but it's no big deal.
Yeah.
I don't want to be involved with the animals. Slobber.
It would be funny to watch. 100%.
They used to go, when the kids were little, they'd go out there for field trips.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's part of the ranch where you don't drive through, you just walk around. That's where they got the lemurs. Yeah. And it's a great place.
I was just talking about that place yesterday because I was I want to go.
Yeah, it's real fun.
I'm going to give all my love to the animals.
Oh, Sarah said you can ride in the back of the truck.
Yeah, I was just looking on their website. It doesn't say anything about that you can't.
Yeah, she said, I'm from Lazy Five. You can. I don't know why I thought that. Like I said, I've never been in that situation. Yeah.
She works there?
Lives in, I'm looking at her Facebook. Yeah, works at, I looked it up to see. Yeah, works great. At Lazy Five Ranch. And she said, yes, White Shadow came.
Okay, that's what I thought. She must have been there a while.
She's been there.
The legendary White Shadow. Who lived on the roof for 6 weeks?
I don't remember. It was something
eight
like
weeks.
That.
It was a long time, man.
He would be White Shadow. I'm just kidding.
What year, Riggins? What year did you start working with us?
2011.
But yeah, he was called White Shadow because that was a TV character. That was a popular TV character when Ace and I were kids. Mm-hmm. It was a white basketball coach in the inner city. The name of the show was The White Shadow.
Before I came along, you just hang out with a bunch of white people, huh?
We tried to, yeah.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Monica was the most exotic, right? Like she was Italian?
Well, yeah, except...
That was pretty exotic. Mediterranean, almost. <Yeah. that>
And people thought she was Mexican. Remember at Disney World, we went to the Mexican restaurant at Epcot, and the only reason they let us in is because they thought Monica, they were speaking Spanish to Monica.
That's right. She was flummoxed.
She didn't know.
She just smiled, got us a table. Mm-hmm. But we had we've had several African American interns and stuff.
I never saw him.
You didn't?
No.
Well, we even had an African American intern with one arm.
Oh,
only
yeah.
one arm.
She could sing.
Yeah, she was real cool.
Yeah, she was real nice. Yeah.
So you didn't break through any glass ceilings.
What did they think about you?
Well, you think they loved us?
Oh, okay.
Well, just,
what are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating. Anybody, I'm just asking.
Anybody who's a minority or who is missing a limb should hate us.
That sounds right.
What does that mean? Yeah, but what does she think of you?
Did you ask them? Did you do an exit interview?
Oh, and she also broke the glass ceiling of being the first person on our show that wore a wig all the time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, she wore a wig.
Riggins, did she go on the boat that day that I took all the interns out when I just got in my boat?
Who?
Did you go that day? Were you one of the interns in?
I wouldn't think she went.
No.
Because she lost her arm in a boating accident.
I know, but I'm pretty sure she did because I think she made jokes about it.
I don't recall.
All right. But she was an intern wasn't it way after you were an intern,
Riggins? Yeah. It was I just got in my boat that summer. No, you're probably working for us things. I hadn't had that boat that long.
Is that when you threw the anchor off in the water that wasn't tied to the boat?
No, that was when we were backing up. We went to the big boat tie up and I forgot who it was. I want to say it was White Shadow. Dove off the back of the boat with the motor running. Scared the crap out of me. It was the first weekend I'd had my boat, and I took all the interns out because everybody was out of town. And I was like, I want to go out on my boat the first weekend.
Alexis, have you ever heard that story about Ace, the anchor of his boat?
No.
He gets it out there. He's got a bunch of people on the boat with him, and he gets the anchor, and they're gonna sit in that one spot. He throws the anchor off, but he forgot to tie the other end to the boat.
So it just goes into the water.
I was too busy talking. I just threw it out there. What a dummy. So I'm out there talking, blah, 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 blah. Get the anchor out, and I'm trying to tell everybody where the stuff is and the thing, and it's just foosh. And I thought, uh-oh.
Oops. Yeah. Did you get it right away? Or did you guys float away?
No,
it's gone.
It was gone.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
Because it just, it goes, sunk. Man. Yeah. And it was gone. Because it was like, you throw it, and it's like, wait a minute. And by the time I figured out, it's like, oh, the rope's already disappeared off the boat. It's gone,
Sheesh. So what'd you do? Y'all just floated there? And just said, okay, we'll see what happens.
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't know. We may have just floated.
He's like, get off this boat.
I'll be like, get me out of here.
Yeah, I do not remember.
Oh my god, that's like something out of a cartoon.
Yeah, it is. Like,
Here's a good one.
You wouldn't want to try to jump and grab the rope because
right.
it would drag
then you're
you.
Gonna yeah. drag yeah. you in, right?
Because it's gonna be hard to pull that thing up in the water if you're in the water. Does Alexis know the story of when Riggins had to go quote unquote clean out Ace's truck?
Remember when he was an intern?
Riggins was an intern. We mic'd my truck without Riggins knowing and asked him, hey, would you do me a favor? Would you go out and get, there's two bags in my car. Would you get them out of my car or whatever, my truck, and throw them away or whatever? And he went out there, and when he went to open them, we had bought like some dirty porn stuff and set them all in the bag so it was kind of open and some of the stuff had spilled out. And then we could hear Riggins. We taped him, and the guy's like, oh my God, oh my God.
Like, really?
Well, yeah.
He was like,
it didn't
disgusting.
Seem that far fetched.
Yeah. Right. No, right? Of course. Yeah. Exactly. Right. That's why I would think that. I'm like, okay.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Man, these scientists in Australia, they're getting crazy now. They're bringing out some stuff. We talked about this morning in the regular old show about how they've grown mammoth meat in a lab. Sounds delicious. But this sounds like it would actually be something that we could, as a culture, as a society, could benefit from. They're making an erectile dysfunction spray. Instead of taking pills for it, it's a spray.
What?
Yeah.
Where you spray it on?
In your nose.
Oh.
Oh, I was about to be like, Axe.
You hit it with that aerosol. Next thing you know, Joey's admiring the chandelier. You know, harder than calculus out there. But yeah, they said it goes, you know, like nasal spray does, goes right into the bloodstream, bypasses the digestive system, has an effect in 5 to 15 minutes, as opposed to an hour of what it takes after you take a pill.
Dang.
Yeah, that's the thing is, and you know, when that Cialis first came out as a competitor to Viagra, it says, you know, take Cialis and you'll be ready when the time is right, because it was supposedly last longer than Viagra would last. So you take it before the weekend and then
you're ready to go.
Yeah, whenever it comes up in the 36 hours or whatever, you don't have to hang on a minute, let me take a pill now, set the timer for an hour,
right,
and that sort of thing.
That's a vibe killer. That's a vibe killer.
That's actually what they said in the commercials. Don't kill the vibe.
Yeah, don't.
But a nasal spray.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you don't want to get that. You don't want to store it next to your daily dose of Flonase. You know, you got allergies. You walk around sneezing with a hard on. What you going to be doing? Eyes watery, sneezing, and big old boom.
Ew.
Sticking out there.
It's my pecker spray.
Yeah, hold on.
Pepper spray? No, pecker spray.
Pecker spray.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to store those next to each other either. But it doesn't happen that way. Like, I always thought that, you know, when they first came out with Viagra and stuff, because Ace and I were new radio people. We were young DJs whenever that happened. It was the number one thing in pop culture people were talking about. I mean, it was an incredible invention that every late night comedian, every early morning talk show, radio show, and I'm talking about Viagra, 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 because it was the thing everybody was talking about. It was such a breakthrough. And I always thought that, because it said, you know, if an erection lasting longer than 5 hours, call your doctor or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always thought you just take it and boom, there it is. Yeah. And it lasts, you know, it stays like that for 24 hours or however long it's supposed to. But it doesn't. You still have to, you have to be stimulated. Mm-hmm. For it to work. It's not an Instabone.
Now, you said it was like that. That's disgusting.
By the way, that's my new social media site.
Instabone.
Gross. What?
Follow me.
Was there like a huge market, like need for this?
Oh, yeah.
But was it not just old people, but like other people? Because I'm like, maybe that's the problem with society. Old people shouldn't be doing
it. It became the most abused drug, a prescription drug on the market. People taking it who didn't need it, taking it just for the recreation of it.
Right, but it was made more for older men, right? Mm-hmm.
That was the original concept.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, I've
taken it before.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm just saying.
It was actually.
If you don't need it and you take it, forget about it.
It was created as a heart medication to open up the blood vessels in the heart, but it didn't work as well on the heart, and then the side effect of it was erection, because it opened those blood vessels, and there you go.
Is Bob Dole the first big celebrity sponsor? Senator Bob Dole was an endorser. Yeah, the endorser, not sponsor.
And they showed it, like, in the commercial, they showed his rager.
No, they didn't.
No.
I was like, ew.
Bob Dole gets hard. Now you get hard.
So then just old people just weren't doing it back then?
No, not enough to speak of, really.
Mm-hmm. That's why
so many men had that problem.
That's why I got wild at the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Old man got a hold of that thing, and as the comedian in Birmingham, our friend Matt Matthews says, that thing got the thing.
That thing got the thing.
Mm-hmm. So, but what happened was that people were getting, you know, prescriptions for it that didn't need it, or stealing them from their grandfathers and stuff like that. And it was one of those at the time, they'd say, if you take it and you don't need it, I mean, it could hurt you. Mm-hmm. But it didn't matter.
So what happened if a woman took it, since it was heart medication?
Nothing? No.
Their nips get hard.
But they've tried so many medications that create medications to make women more aroused or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, they had a drink. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't prescription or any type of real medication. It was a drink you could buy in the drugstore, and it supposedly would work the same way on women that Viagra worked on men, and it was called Niagara.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but it didn't. It didn't really do call that. It
doesn't work the same.
Yeah.
Like Niagara Falls. I get it.
Right. Yeah. See, I suggested that's they weird. Call it the Hanging Fern. But.
Ew. Fern.
Like you see when you water a hanging fern.
No, yeah.
Slapping down on mm-hmm. the concrete.
No, I get it.
I know a lot of women say it's misogynistic or sexist or whatever, that insurance companies will pay for Viagra but won't pay for birth control. And their answer is always to say that it's because Viagra is a medical condition.
That they don't pay for birth control insurance. Whatever.
There's something
that I heard a woman bitching one day.
They do.
I heard a woman bitching one day because they'll pay for Viagra but wouldn't pay for Wellbutrin for her to stop smoking. It was when that was used to help people stop smoking.
There is something they won't pay for that they always use that as a complaint, and it's the same point all the time. Well, when prescribed, Viagra is prescribed for a medical reason.
Mm-hmm.
What you're talking about is a choice that you're making, and it's not the same thing.
It's because women don't want men to experience any kind of joy.
Yep, that's what it is.
And if they do, then women's got to figure out some way. Either I can get in on that, or he needs to have it taken away from him. That's the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are a selfish people a lot of times. Not women in general, but every single woman in the world.
It didn't start so. I heard some woman bitching the other day.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I saw this woman in the news, and she had a 104-pound cyst.
Ew, wait, what? How much?
104 pounds worth of ovarian cyst. And I got so jealous. Now, why would I be jealous of somebody who had a 104-pound cyst?
Because you want to pop it?
No.
Because when they get rid of it, she loses 104 That's pounds.
Exactly right. I wish the doctor would find out I just got a big cyst. Yeah. And they remove it, and then I'm skinny.
Yeah. You're not a fat
You're
ass.
So lucky.
Good news, you're not fat at all. It's just a huge cyst inside you.
No, I'd be like, yes, I knew it. 104-pound ovarian cyst that held about 46 liters of fluid.
Ew.
How much is that in American measurements, 46 liters?
I know what a two-liter soda looks like.
Yeah, me, that's all I could think about.
20 soda bottles. 20 big soda bottles.
Ugh.
So do you think that when they got it out of there, it popped? Or did they have to release that fluid before they got the whole thing out?
Oh, they probably were... They probably had her operated and open, and it just went.
Oh God! Having to wear white rubber boots like Cajuns wear.
Seriously.
Yeah,
it's like a giant fruit gusher. Ew. Yeah,
the surgical staff comes in and dressed like Bobby Boucher.
They got goggles.
They look like minions.
Yeah, I need to see a picture of this.
I want
to
see it.
She said it felt like she was pregnant with 10 kids. I let myself believe that if I ignored it, it would go away.
What?
I was scared. I was just really scared. She's from Jacksonville.
Whoa.
See, I started to see other people coming forward on social media about their ovarian masses. By the way, that's a group I belong to, the ovarian masses. And their problems with their cycles, and I started to realize that something was not right with my stomach.
Yeah.
As I looked closer at it, I realized that it was rock hard. I couldn't lay on it. I felt like all my organs were being crushed. I looked like I was extremely pregnant. So she's just thinking that she gained 104 pounds over time.
Yeah, she said she was just going to try to ignore it and see if it would go away. Like,
well, maybe I think she was like, I'll try to diet.
You can't ignore that, girl. Sheesh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's huge.
It's big.
Yeah. Damn. Well, how do they handle that, though? You know, not just any hospital, I would think, would be able to handle a 104-pound cyst.
Yeah. You go to a specialist for that.
Specialist with a forklift in the operating room? A hoist? Like an engine hoist?
Chainsaw to open that.
But then you got to be careful with it because it's got all that fluid.
Yeah, no, I guarantee they wouldn't have just sliced. You know, they're putting some sort of IV in there.
Maybe they sucked the liquid out first.
Okay, you think they did? They didn't try to remove it as a whole piece?
I can't believe that, no.
You know, because that's what Dr. Pimple Popper does sometimes. You try to remove the whole cyst without busting it.
Yeah.
And I had somebody that worked for a dermatologist tell me one time that almost every cyst should be removed that way, but that the ones on the internet cut them just for the entertainment value of it.
I'm sure.
They probably are more prone to infection that way, being cut open. Mm-hmm.
You just said it stinks. I mean, that fluid
and
all stinks.
Oh, I bet it smells so gross. Mm. Like human liquid waste.
Human liquid.
Well, in those types of cysts, that's skin cells and stuff.
Yeah, dead skin.
So there's no like pus in it?
Well, yeah, but that comes from it's just a blockage of something, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's all feeling herself now. She's got on bright, heavy pink eyeliner.
Yep.
Big old ass glasses, pink earrings, a septum ring. She's feeling herself.
She's feeling her oats.
Then it starts, the article starts talking about other women who have had these big cysts. Last year, a Brazilian woman had her 100-pound ovarian cyst removed. And it's like 2 years ago, a Texas woman realized her belly fat was actually a 17-pound stomach tumor. Hey, get a 17-pound out of here.
Yeah.
We talk, These other ones are over 100. Who's even going to bring up a 17-pound?
Think about that. A 17-pound cyst, and you got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the picture of the other 100-pound cyst? God. This guy actually took it out whole.
No, I didn't.
I mean, it's like...
It is. That looks so gross. It's
like the size of a Honda.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
So that may be how the proper way to remove it.
But she did say it was hard, you know, yeah. So it might be...
But then you would have to have some sort of a hoist, right, to hook up to that thing and pull it out.
Some kind of like
because it looks like well something. I don't know how many people would it take to lift that out of somebody. Pounds?
A couple of people, probably 5-6 people.
And what kind of sound it make?
Ooh, can we drop it onto the floor?
Shit, I want to go on the top of the building and drop it.
Yeah,
that looks like something like some type of alien would pop out of.
Yeah.
Can you imagine throwing that off the roof?
Like, what are they doing out there? We just wanted to see what it would do.
If it bounces.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, light as a feather, I bet.
Well, 104 pounds lighter. She down to about... I don't know. What she look like she weighs to you now, Riggins? I'm just kidding. About three bills?
Three bills.
Just kidding. But I see a lot of women that may need to get checked to see if they have cysts.
Do you?
I see a lot of women who look like they have big old cysts in their asses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Did you see the pictures of Kim Kardashian on the beach?
I did. Yeah.
It's a big
looks like she's in a, is that a thong?
Yeah.
Okay. And she looked like somebody had taken that cyst and put it under her skin in the back.
It's a big ass. But it's a nice ass.
It's super nice. Good.
It's not smooth looking. It looks,
yeah, sure it is.
It looks like it's got a map of the oceans on it.
Stop.
No.
It's huge.
Yep, it is big, but it's
and
nice.
It looks fake.
Look at them cheeks, man.
I mean, I'm not saying for sure it's fake, but it looks fake.
Oof.
It looks like it's got turbulence in it.
Stop. Doesn't enter. Wasted. I mean.
Look.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm looking at it. What do you mean look?
No, I'm just saying. I don't care what her waist looks like. If she's got, I mean.
Come on.
That just means she's disproportionate. Got a little waist and that big fake looking ass.
This is what a woman should look like.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's a freak of nature. I mean, she's got a great body.
She works hard at that.
And I'm
body,
sure
though.
It's probably a lot of work.
I'm sure it is. And that's why I don't understand she does all that other work for the rest of her body to look right. Why would she want that ass to look so...
Because that's what
so
is...
So crazy.
That's what people so, want. And I would want... I want my butt to get bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Just bigger and bigger, though?
Yeah, like, I want to have tiny waist, a big butt, and big boobs.
Go get implants in your butt.
I'm going to do squats.
You think that's what she got, just doing squats? That big old ass? No. She squatted on a surgeon's table is what she did.
What? You think so?
Allegedly. My opinion, that's what it looks like.
Small waist, pretty face with a big bank.
Yep.
She probably got mashed potatoes up in that ass.
No, she doesn't have mashed potatoes.
That's what it looked like. It's like somebody lifted his skin and threw a bunch of hash brown casserole in there.
Oh, man. I remember when Paris Hilton was on an interview when they were not getting along, and she said her ass looked like a black garbage bag filled with cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Paris, that's a not Come nice on. Thing to say to
it's pretty funny,
a friend of yours. That one got some headlines.
No, it doesn't look human. You know, it looks foreign. Not meaning that she doesn't look human. She is beautiful everywhere except her disproportionate body.
Ridiculous.
I mean,
it can't all be twigs, TJ.
Yeah, if if her butt matched the rest of her body, if it was proportionate, she would have a close to perfect body. But it looks like you took a skinny woman and photoshopped the top half onto the bottom half of Lizzo.
You are so ridiculous, for real.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
How much is one of those AirTag tracking devices? Do y'all know that? How much one of those would cost? Because it seems like that would be a good little thing to have when you're flying. You put it in your luggage.
I think they're $50.
$50, yeah. And then there's an app on your phone that lets you track your luggage and all that.
Yeah, I got one going to Krakow, and it works like a champ.
Oh, to the Krakow.
Yeah, I didn't lose my luggage, but it still works really well.
Oh, no, they start at $29.
Oh.
That's a deal.
Yeah, the Apple, and you use the Find My app on the Apple to use it.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's very nice.
Even if you're going to a crack house like Ace was going?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll track it to a crack house for you.
Help me.
Well, there was a guy whose bag got stolen at the baggage claim in Atlanta, and he had the AirTag thing on it and ended up the next day being able to track it right to the person who stole it. Took a cop with him. They walk up to the door and knock on the door, and the guy answers the door wearing the guy's clothes from the suitcase.
Dummy.
And they say that some people, like more and more people, are starting to, they realize that they're not keeping such a close eye on the bags when they come in, like security is not, no, they'll just grab them. Like that guy that worked in the Biden administration, what was his name? The one that was stealing, they had pictures of stealing luggage.
Sam.
Several different times.
Sam Brinton or something.
And after he was caught stealing the first bag, a designer was on the internet looking at stuff and saw a picture of him in public. And said, that's my dress. And the way she knew it was her dress is because she made the dress. It was the only one in existence.
Yeah.
And he was wearing it.
Crazy.
She was like, no, stole my dress. Because she had her bag stolen at the airport a little while before that.
She's from Uganda or something. Like, yeah, just happened to see the guy in her dress.
Well, because he identified as a woman, right?
I don't remember.
I think so. And so the Biden administration was pushing him out there all the time. Like, you know, wasn't he in the Nuclear Secrets Department or
Nuclear
something?
Waste Disposal or something.
Something like that. So they always had him out front. And so, you know, she was like, look at him.
Son of a bitch.
I know that dress.
Oops.
He was pretty, though.
Uh,
It'd be my luck. I would steal somebody's suitcase who, you know, didn't have anything worth a damn.
Right.
It would be the suitcase they packed with their kids' toys in it.
A bunch of dildos or something.
Yeah, we were coming back from a trip one time, and it was one of those deals where you buy the alcohol with no taxes or duty free or whatever they call it. And it was a little kid that parents had put the liquor bottles in the little kid's suitcase. It's like a Cinderella suitcase with wheels on it, and the kid's pulling it, about 4 or 5 years old, and dropped it, and the liquor bottles busted everywhere, and the mom started yelling at the kid like she had really screwed up. Like,
trash parents.
Trash. She's standing there by the basket or whatever, throwing away and just scooping it up and dropping it.
Trash.
Stop crying. You made a mess of the whole thing now.
Oh, well. The little girl needs to stop being Butterfingers.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah, I mean, you did mess up.
I gave you a responsibility, and you couldn't do it. Should have left her in foreign land.
Right.
Teach her a lesson. You get Mama's rum over here safely, or it's going to be hell to pay.
You're a failure.
I saved $4 on that bottle of rum.
Yeah.
Having to smuggle it back into the States.
This was duty free. Now you're in deep duty.
I don't even know what the hell that means. It's even worth it.
I don't know if they
just to have to carry all that crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That lady had a bunch of stuff in that basket, though. And say if it's $4 a bottle, she's probably saving herself 20, 30 bucks, 40 bucks tops.
There was a story that I saw about a woman who was sneaking wine into a concert. And wherever this venue is, an outdoor venue, they'll let you take food inside the venue for the concert, but not beverages. Because they want to sell you their wine and beer and all that. So this woman hollowed out an entire loaf of French bread and put a big bottle of wine inside it. So then when she went through security and they looked, they said, oh, she's just got bread. And then she's out on the lawn of the outdoor venue and then pouring wine out of the bread into a solo cup. It's like, we paid so much for these tickets. You know, we don't want to have to buy wine when we're in here. It's too expensive.
Did she get busted?
No.
Oh.
No. But in the story they did about it, and don't worry, she said she made garlic bread from the loaf. It didn't go to waste.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Like, who the hell
would be worried about that?
Right.
I'm like, you did not eat that wine-soaked bread, so stop. If you were going to eat it, you would have eaten it when you were drunk out there on the lawn of the concert.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're going to take that shit home.
But it's the tag. Don't worry.
Right.
Don't worry. You don't worry. Don't worry.
She didn't waste it. God, give me a break. Now, I would eat a good garlic bread that had wine soaked into it. No problem.
Yeah. That might be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the garlic bread. Put some meatballs in it.
Yeah.
You want a
perfect
meatball?
Concert food. The perfect wine. Perfect outdoor concert food.
Meatballs.
garlic bread stuff with meatballs.
Yes, yeah. I love that.
This concert is great. You got marinara all over your face.
I just love it.
So what is the deal with your diet? So you're eating like a cheat meal a day now, basically, until vacation is over?
No. So I'm after vacation, I'm going back to like the strict diet. But right now, it's kind of a little bit loose. We don't have any restrictions, but I'm still trying to eat healthy as much as possible.
Okay, so what caused that change?
Because Jay stopped 75 hard, and he's going to start it again.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just taking a little break.
So you had wings yesterday?
I have 4 wings. So see, I could have had 10 wings.
Oh, sure.
But then I only had 4.
Right. You could have had 10 wings and assaulted a senior citizen outside. But you didn't. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
But that's all you have, 4 wings?
4 wings, yep.
You didn't have anything with the wings?
I had like 5 fries.
Mm-hmm.
But that was
that's
it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because you were... wouldn't shut up about wings yesterday. I mean, you were craving wings yesterday.
It was all I was thinking about for like days.
And what kind were they?
Garlic Parmesan, and then this flavor called Moo Moo.
What's that flavor?
It's a, like 34 different flavors mixed in together into a sauce. I don't know.
But is it American?
Yeah. The restaurant's American, so I guess.
Mm. Moo Moo sauce. Moo Moo rub.
Moo Moo sauce.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
It was delicious. Oh, just thinking about them now, like the garlic parmesans were fried so perfectly, the skin on it, and just taking that and dipping it in the ranch. Oh.
Yeah, so you ate it the way people eat wings. And you're a drummy or a flat?
I love them both.
But which one do you like better?
Probably drums, because they have the best bites on the outside.
Mm.
You can dip the whole thing in ranch and like not have to worry about biting into a bone.
Yeah. I'm a flat guy. I love biting into a bone. I can suck a flat dry.
Yeah. Just
drag it through the ranch, peel it off.
Oh, I can tear up some wings. I leave nothing on the bone. No cartilage, nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's because you grew up in a third world country.
Shut up.
Where chicken was a delicacy. You grew up eating sand sandwiches.
Okay.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.